Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Shari Avram Ion HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem in Parshas Vayikra, a brand new sefer in the Chamishei Chumashei Torah. Towards the end of the Parsha, in Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, we discuss the halacha of Edus. Says the Pasuk, Ra'ah Ayada Imayaged V'nasa Avaynai. There is an Isser if a person is aware of a certain event that took place, and he does not testify in Bezdin, he has an Isser of Nasa Avaynai. Besides the Isser of not testifying, if he goes and he does in fact testify, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah De'araisa. Says the Rambam, Marmaka number 2, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Ches, He Shetzivonu Lahayl BeBezdin, Bechol Ma She'neidehu, Bein Mishye Bait Misa, Misha Edis Alav, Oy hatalosai, oy hefsed mamayne, oy hasirosai, anachnu chayavim lahaid, bekol ze ulahyedia hadayana ma shereinu oy ma sheshamanu. We have a mitzvah de araisa to be made in Bezdin, whether it is in monetary, in hilchos mamon, whether it is in hilchos nefashos, things that relate to life and death. The question that many of the Rishonim and the Achronim both raise is, how do we view Haggadas Edus? How do we view testimony in the eyes of halacha? What is the parameter? What are the gedarim of Edus? Meaning, we have many other principles in the Torah that we use in cases of doubt. Chazaka, Roiv, etc. How does Edus fit in? Of course, we know Edus is the strongest, but what is Edus? Is Edus something that is fact clarifying, it's substantive? Maybe. Or perhaps it's only procedural. It's just what we'd call a hanhaga. Do we believe the edim when they in fact make this testimony? Or really, why should we believe them? They're just two people. Rather, the Torah told us that because two edim came to Bezdin, we have to act upon what they told us. It is a procedure. It's a hanhaga, but it's not a birur. It is not epistemic. If you look at the Rambam and you say the Torah in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, many of the Mefarshim are Medayik the Rambam, that it is only procedural, it is only a hanhaga, it is not clarifying, it is not fact-finding. It's just that Torah told us if two Edim come to Bezdin, we operate based upon what they dictated. Says the Rambam, in Marmaka number 3, after he discusses the halacha of Anavi, Shebekach nitztavinu, kemoish nitztavinu lachtei chadin apishnei Edim kshein, we are obligated to determine the halacha in Bezdin upon two kosher edim, va'af apish efshar shehi'idu b'sheker, could be they lied. We have no idea. Maybe they made an upmach, maybe they made an agreement to lie in Bezdin. We have no lie detector. Hoil uksherim heim etzleinu ma'amidan oysan al kashrusan. That seems to be, from the Rambam, pretty clear that we don't actually believe them. We don't actually have the facts in a yediyah, in a birur, but that's what the Torah told us to do. If you look at the Chasam Sofer in Shuvas in Evin Ezer Aleph Tzadi Dalad, he explains this a little bit further. Ma'ar Maka number 4, the Kol Him Nusa de Beis Edim Eina Ela Migzeres Hakosav, the Efshar Shishnei Meshakrim, Ki Kain Mashmi Mashna Rambam Soif Perak Zayin Meisedi Atayra, the Efshar Shayasa Ois Vechule Mashma Mil Shoinai, the Smicha Al Beis Edim Hugzeres Hakosav, meaning from intellect, from Svara, externally we would not have relied on two Edim to make a definitive determination in halacha, because perhaps they're not telling the truth. Says the Rambam, says the Chasam Sofer, but the Torah told us that we rely on edim. Therefore, we will call it a hanhaga. It is a procedure that we rely on the edim, even though we don't have any actual fact-finding clarification birur. However, other Rishonim, primarily the Tashbetz and others, seem to disagree with the Rambam, and they feel that no, that two edim are in fact fact-finding. They are a birur, they are epistemic, they are substantive in when they're made to Bezdin. V'nira tama shel davar, says the Tashbetz in Tshuvas, in Aleph, Ayin Zayin, Marmaka number 5. V'nira tama shel davar, devada eid echad haba l'hoyed b'Bezdin, chashasha rechaykehi lifkoim ben bris, muchzak b'ksher shesheker hu meyid, ava mikol mokom efshar hu shemeid b'sheker l'man shesachar hu, one aid and a chanami, it could be he's not telling the truth. Masha'ein lachshud b'zeh shnei edim kasherim, she'ein lachshud klal l'zer b'ruchei Hashem, shiyu chatzufen kol kach shlo yizbayishu zeh mizeh kevin she'muchzakim b'kashrus. Says the Tashbetz, we actually have a svara it, we can derive it intellectually, empirically, even though the Torah told us about this. But the geder of the Gidrei HaTorah in Eidos is that we in fact do believe they're saying the truth. There is a birur, there is fact-finding, it is substantive what they are saying. If you look at the Kovetz Ha'aris from Chanan Wasserman in Samach Gimel Gimel, he also explains in line with the Tashbates, obviously much later, but with the same gedarim, and he says it's also different than Eid Echad. Va'akein says the Rabbi Chanan in Maramaka number 6, Nira mizad yesh chiluk bein ne'manos Eid Echad le ne'manos Shnayim. The Shnayim mevararin es ha'maise birur gomer. We have an absolute awareness, clarification, knowledge after two Eidim are made. Va'akein le mahanatan aspari k'negdan mishum de birur lonu, shum meshaker v'chulei. Abab Eid Echad afilu makam shu ne'man ein lonu birur al ha'maise. That's for a different shir. What's the ne'manos of Eid Echad? But they were speaking of the ne'manos of two Eidim. So machlekes, we'll call it the Rambam and the Tashbates, and similar parallel is the Chasam Sefer and the Rabbi Chanan. Is the pshat that Eidim clarify, they did tell us what took place, and therefore it is a birur in the Yeshiva Shesprach, or it's only on Haga, it is a procedural din that we rely on two Eidim in order that we can paskin in Huchas Mammon, in Huchas Arayas, in Huchas Nefashas, but we actually don't have a birur, and we don't in fact know if they're telling the truth. So that is one of the most critical chakiras when it comes to Eidus. Is it a birur, or is it a hanhaga? Let's do one more chakira, and we'll conclude the chabura for today. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, in Chesha Mishpat Chaf Tes Aleph, Marmaka number 7. We know an aid, once he says his testimony, once he is made, he can't be chayzer. Kevan sheheid shuv ena chayzer umagid. Acher sheheid bebezdin, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Chaf Tes Aleph, hu la'ach k'deibur ena yachal achzer boy. Once one aid gives his testimony in Bezdin, and the time has passed of La'achar K'tei Dibur, he is no longer allowed to retract from the testimony that he gave. The question that Achrenim raise is there perhaps some extension? What if, in most cases, there is a second aid who's coming to join him? Let's say it's Dinei Nefashos, or Dinei Mamon, where you need two aidim. So how does the second aid relate to the first aid? Does it perhaps extend his time? Or perhaps no? It makes no difference, and once one aid has finished testifying, it's over. It's interesting, the Urim V'Tumim, which is the same person, has two different approaches to understand this question. Let's see it inside, and we'll try to explain this machlekes as well. If you look at Marmaka number 8, says the Urim, Ene yachal lachzar, kosav hasma. The aid harishain yesh lai zman lachzar ad gemar ha'edus hasheni, v'tech tedibur l'acher edusoy. Says the Tumim, explaining the Shita of the Sma, that if the one aid makes his testimony, and he has concluded his testimony, and then a few minutes later, way after Kedei Dibur, the second aid gets up and he says the Eidus, that doesn't at all affect the Eidus of the first. His Eidus is over, it's complete. Once he completes his Eidus and the second aid begins a short while later, he is totally unable to change his testimony. Says the Urim, once the Eidus of the first one is over, it doesn't matter if the second one is going, he has no ability to retract his Eidus. Says the Tumim, I disagree. Even though it's the same person, he's giving us two approaches to understand the relationship between the first aid and the second aid. It says the Tumim, V'nira de yoyser yeshvara loymar, she yachal harishon lachzer koydem gemar eid sheni, de kula chad sadusahi, v'mkein kozman shloi hishtem hasheni havek ilo hishtem harishon, da tarvayo kikhar hashvinon. Says the Tumim, no. Perhaps one can say differently. Even if the first aid has completed his aidus, and it's 10, 20, 30 minutes, and then the second aid gets up to testify, as long as the second aid has not completed his testimony, his aidus, the first aid, who has completed his witnessing a long time ago, can still be chayzer. So again, a machlekes between the Urim and the Tumim. Two approaches. Is the aidus of the first one over once he has completed it? And even though the second one is now being made, that doesn't give him any capacity to be chayzer? Says the Tumim, no. It could be that once the first aid has completed and the second one is now testifying, that still allows the first one to be chayzer. So we see very clearly a machlekes in the relationship between the one aid and the subsequent aid. If you look at Reb Chaim, Mar Makkah number 10, in Makkos on Daf Vav, Reb Chaim gives a beautiful chakira, a fundamental yesoid in Eidos. How do we view the relationship between the two Eidim? Is the pshat that it's one Eid accomplishes half, and the other Eid accomplishes half? We'll call that additive, meaning each one does 50% on their own, and 50% plus 50% equals 100%. Or maybe no. Maybe each Eidos together is a nothing. But once they're both made, that constitutes an Eidos. It's constitutive and not additive. Says Reb Chaim, Yesh lachkar b'hoda arminan api shnei Eidim yakum davar. I have hagadosan shal shneim davar shalem. Ava b'loi chaveir ein shum hagada chal boi. Vave k'ilu, there's no ein kan hagada. So is the pshat that they're each working together to constitute one Eidos, meaning it's really one big Eidos with two protagonists, two witnesses, or no? Each witness creates a 50% Eidos, and 50% plus 50% equals 100%. It's additive, and not in the fashion that they constitute an oifen of shleimus. L'chayra, with this Reb Chaim, you can explain the tzadim of the Urim and the Tumim. If you learn each one is their own component, their own 50%, so once the first Eid is done, it doesn't matter if the second Eid is being made now. The first one has done his job. He has done 50% of the job. He doesn't have any correlation to the second Eid. It's true, you need another 50%, but that doesn't correlate to his Eidos. But the way the Tumim is saying it, it's mashma like the other tzad of Reb Chaim. Each one together is really nothing. Only once the second Eid has concluded, then you have an Eidos Shlema. So really, it's one big Eidos. Together, they constitute one big Eidos. Lefize, it's very mistaber, as long as the second Eid is still going, the first one can still be Chayzer. Because it's Ki'ilu, he's still speaking, because each one, in and of itself, is nothing. They're like one big person with two different Haggadahs. That's the Chayra, a Hezber between the Urim and the Tumim, based upon the words of Reb Chaim, in Makkos on Daf Vav in the stencils. So we had a fundamental Chakira in Eidos. Is it a Birur? Is it a Hanhaga? Is it clarifying, or is it procedural? That was a Machlokes, the Raman Tashbetz, Chasam Sefer, and the Reb Chanan Wasserman, and we had a Shaila between Urim and Tumim. How do we review the relationship between the first Eid and the second Eid? We explain that Api, the Yisayid of Reb Chaim, the Hakira of Reb Chaim, are each Eidim functioning independently, and together they just make a full Eidos, or each Eidos together is a nothing, and only with both of them together do we have an Eidos Shalem, Nafkimina Tech Kedibur, do you have only after the end of the first one's Eidos, or even after the second one's Eidos, then you could still be Chayzer. The Chayra, that's Tali on the Chakira of Reb Chaim. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.